give testimony time now in the Young People's Church of the Air program. A young lady, beautifully dressed in uniform. What is your standing, Marjorie Wood? What, cadet?
I'm a cadet nurse at Johns Hopkins Hospital.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here today. Tell us whether you're glad you're Christian.
I certainly do praise the Lord that I am a Christian. I've been raised in a Christian home, but one has to know the Lord individually, and not just because your father's a minister or that you are in a Christian home. And how I thank him more and more as I have gotten into training of what a wonderful thing it is to have the Lord Jesus Christ, to have him to know that he can help you each step of the way, and that he does, and that in this modern generation he keeps and he saves and he satisfies.
Thank you very much. Next, Jerry Hewitt. Just came in the auditorium, and we grabbed him for a word of testimony. We're certainly glad to have you. Are you assigned any ship or anything?
That I am, sir.
What ship is it?
Well, that's sort of government regulations. We keep that under our hat.
That's all? You mean the ship? You mean you keep the ship under your hat? Well, that's fine. We're certainly glad to have a word of testimony for you.
Well, I praise God because he's a wonderful Savior to me. We read in Samuel, the 12th chapter, in the 24th verse, the Lord spoke unto him, he was a warrior also, said, "For consider how great a things the Lord hath done unto you." You know, that's my testimony, this. And God has been wonderful to me, and as I've considered him, how near he's been to me. And when things got tough and when got into tight places, God was real. You know, back at home here in this good USA, why, you know, the pastor always came around, and if you weren't at service, why, he'd always want to know why, and you were always invited out to young people's. But out there, why, God was right there. You know, what a joy it was to read his word. And I thank him for what a wonderful Savior he is to me. And he saves, keeps, and best of all, he satisfies.
Thank you, fella. Ken and Alan sing, "Christ is Not a Disappointment."